Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Jones and Keith coming up in half hour at 10. And the Bruins unsuccessful last night against the last place Buffalo Sabres. You can talk about that all morning and afternoon with them and all day here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will get some Bruins insight from Mike Milbury tomorrow on a Bruins Thursday at 9. Early tomorrow morning, Bill O'Brien on the Super Bowl and all things football. So the head coach of Boston College football on this show tomorrow at 7. But we got some Hill Notes, I assume, and they are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. You need an electrician? Then call Coleman.
It's electric!
It is. And sometimes the Hill Notes are electric. I'll tell you that, Courtney.
Yep.
All right, Shime, let them rip.
Good lead, buddy, Curtis. You absolute dope.
Oh, gamblers. Oh, they spend so much money a year.
Buddy, you just said you spilled the $6 coffee that you get every day. You spend $2,200 a year on coffee, brother, which gets you nothing. You dope.
Well, it gets me awake. It gets me able to do my job. How is that nothing?
You know, you could save a lot of money if you made your coffee at home every day, Curtis. Yep.
And the time it took to make that call, you could have improved your day.
You weren't down on gamblers. You were just suggesting that there could be an issue that is coming countrywide,
I think
during your lead.
Interesting that the number of people gambling and the lack of investments, people think that gambling is an investment, which maybe will not have the same results, but Shime is up big. No reason to doubt it.
Nope. I treat gambling as entertainment, Curtis, not an investment.
A lot of people, not only on this show but elsewhere, calling your statements earlier fraudulent.
Mine?
Yeah.
Good for them. I showed you the stats. Like, it is what it is. I don't know what you want from me.
They weren't really all
that's
the stats.
That's a side hustle.
They were.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Yeah.
Nope, not a side hustle. It's something I do for fun.
Let's be real. Shime doesn't really hustle.
Oh.
Damn. When I gamble for a lick.
Yeah, you throw like $50 on like a parlay to win like $23,000.
But
I do not do that.
I've changed my mindset, though. My middle son has helped me out. He says, bet more, shorten the parlay to where it's a little bit more realistic to make.
Well, I feel like I've been on you since jump about the 10, 12, 15 leg parlays.
Okay, let's be real. You don't jump.
Because that's a hell of a lick, though.
You never win them.
Right, but they're a hell of a lick. I'm enamored by the lick. Remember that.
I know. I remember,
understand that.
I remember seeing Wiggy after the blackjack attempt at Foxwoods.
Yeah.
That was rough.
So that's like my style, but now I'm like, all right, I'll bet 100.
Less legs, higher number.
And if I hit my 100, it'll be 1,000, 2,000, 3,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, now I'm kind of You're kind of in that range.
Just wait for March Madness.
I do UFC as the my go-to.
I mean, when you break it down, Scheim gambling over $17,000 last year only ends up being about $45 a day. So, right. I mean, you could be spending that on other things.
People go and play Keno way more than that on a daily basis.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day, though?
And scratch tickets? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Turtle for a road trip to Friendly's, because after slaying Wiggy, Coco officially became a woman today.
Yeah. Boy.
Penis size don't bother me.
I know it doesn't. That's why I go there with you. Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
Wiggy, very confident and comfortable with himself.
I'm not worried about that.
The motion in the ocean.
Yeah, listen, Greg's out. Eric, I haven't
call it whatever you want.
I haven't had any complaints, believe me.
Okay.
He loves forever.
Yeah. He does, yes.
My wife
ain't
never complained about that.
Okay. Curtis needs to be disqualified from having any conversations about Belichick because of his hatred for the guy. For him to say Belichick wanted to sign Bledsoe to $100 million 25 years ago is ridiculous. You just have to stop talking about him, Curtis, because you sound like a boob.
You know what's amazing is Greg says that negotiation was going on for a year, and I'll grant you that. So Bill Belichick agrees to quit his job with the Jets, come to the Patriots. The Patriots send a haul of draft picks to the New York Jets, and Bill is shocked to learn that the organization is about to give the biggest contract in NFL history to Drew Bledsoe. What are the odds?
Where does logic? Some ask me this, and I never know. Right. Where does the hate stem from?
The fact that he did everything he could to not extend the time you have with the greatest to ever do it, but to conclude it prematurely. Mm. No matter what he says, his actions said that Jimmy G was the guy. He thought Tom was losing it. He was only a decade early.
But don't we know now that Bill ultimately, at the end of it, wanted to keep Brady, but Robert didn't?
No, I think that Robert could have stopped it, but Bill was done with Brady and Tom was done with Bill.
So why does Tom say, go ask Mr. Kraft?
We're not going to have this argument for the 5,000
I'm just asking the question.
He was asked at the start of training camp. He's
about
on the
his
field.
Contract. Yeah, the 2 years, the $50 million that he won.
That was just a deal that allowed him to get out of his contract that Bill Belichick didn't want to do, but Kraft did as a favor to Tom. So if that's the element you want to talk about, sure. But Bill Belichick believed he could win with Jimmy G.
He did.
And he was wrong.
He was wrong, and then he traded Jimmy G.
Right.
And guess what?
Then he didn't extend Tom Brady five years.
No. See, this is where you want to. This is where you want to rewrite the story in your own words. He traded Jimmy G.
Did he want to?
He didn't, but he did.
Okay.
He traded Jimmy G.
Could he have gotten more than a second round pick for
him? Listen, he traded Jimmy G, and then he gets to a position where he goes, all right, I don't have Jimmy G. I still got Tom. Tom still can play. We probably should give Tom the money. And Robert made a decision to not give Tom the 2 years and $50 million that he wanted from whichever organization that he was going to go to that Tampa ultimately paid
him. So it is your belief that Bill Belichick wanted to give 2 years, $50 million fully guaranteed to Tom Brady, and Robert Kraft said no.
Yep, because Bill is the one who said, who told us.
I adamantly disagree, but there's no way of us proving it right now.
You disagree, but you also said the Patriots, when it comes to spending, Robert Kraft doesn't want to spend. So is it Robert don't want to spend for everything,
right?
Except the most important piece, which is Tom, and then he takes a backseat to Bill.
Exactly.
More important question. Can one assume, because of his current relationship, that Bill is a baby girl?
Probably.
Nah. Yeah. Ain't no way.
I bet he's in tune with his emotions behind closed doors.
I mean, he probably is a crier.
No. I bet.
Privately with
Jordan. I bet Bill O'Brien is in tune with his emotions.
We'll ask Bill O'Brien tomorrow if he's a baby girl.
Yeah.
I played with Bill. He ain't no baby girl. Believe that.
Hey, good morning. My name is, my friends refer to me as DM. And currently in a relationship with a male, 59-year-old radio host in Boston. And I'm looking for a change. His idea of fun is staying home on a Friday night and making sourdough bread. And he also has a tendency to overeat kiwi and papaya. And you can imagine what happens from there. So anyhow, please sign me up for the blind dating game. Thanks.
idea, but I like it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I am wholly responsible for the death, the sad passing of Brad Zeppelin Jr.
Yeah.
For preheating the oven without looking first to see if Brad Zeppelin was sleeping in the oven.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So it's an unfortunate incident. We'll start again, though.
Well,
you have
sometimes the third time is the charm. Yep. Is that what they say?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Coco, it's pronounced trattoria. You put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That usually is my problem. You know?
Yeah.
That's what always gets me.
I don't want to talk to you guys like you're idiots, but if you make a $100 bet and win and make a $100 bet and lose, you bet $200 but didn't lose any money.
Hmm. There you go.
Yeah, we get that.
Explain it all.
No,
all
right. We get it.
Yeah,
Sean spends $1,400 a month in betting, and he won $1,200.
Right.
So
yeah, we
you do the math.
He bet $3 million, but only put down $200.
Just over 50%.
It was a little outrageous that early on you tried to indicate that you'd only invested $200.
Yeah. That's where Wiggy and I are stemming from.
Right.
People are trying to make it into what it's not. It was that Chime said $200.
Right.
Got it all the way up to $50K.
Right. His first His first $200 bet hit for $15,000.
I'm sorry, this guy went to way over you guys' head. It's fine, but
and just
I get
left it in there.
I wonder why I waste my time listening to Curtis. Curtis, I am getting you a pillow and a blanket with Bill Belichick's hoodie and face all over it. And you can sleep with him every night, just like you sleep with him in your brain.
She sounded like my target demo, too. Can't lose those ladies.
650, Courtney says that her and Wiggy aren't morons.
Well,
ain't nothing wrong with being a moron.
He sounded smart.
Right, why not?
Great.
If you want real blockbuster ratings for your dating game, make Eamon your bachelor. I mean, he did date Olivia Culpo.
He's happily married.
Is her husband returning to the NFL? Or
I don't know.
He's dealing done with that. So he's overseas, or is he somewhere getting like blood transfusion?
He's got to go to Peyton Manning's doctor.
Yeah. I don't know.
Talented player, but it's just he's injuries has played him a lot, kind of plagued his whole career. So,
call me cynical, but I'm pretty sure the only thing less productive than a government employee is a government employee working from home.
A plus.
And now another segment of the morning show.
You guys, I'm really concerned about Sham's gambling habits. $70,000 buys an awful lot of Ipsy Glam bags.
Yeah, you should be investing your money in things that accrue interest and you can never touch it. That way when you die, your drunk children get it all. Hope my dad didn't hear that. Sorry, Daddy.
You guys are just jealous because you're a bunch of chumps who never won a bet in your life, and I'm a whale. Oh, my ring doorbells go. Bill collectors, damn it.
You're right about that, Chunky McButterpants. You sure are a whale. You did the polar plunge the other day off York Beach and caused a damn earthquake.
Yo, that guy is hilarious.
He hits every time.
He Yo, he's hilarious.
He hits every time.
He's so funny.
He really does. All right, that's not it?
No, we got a couple more if you'd like them.
All right.
I just wanted to say happy hump day. And that your show is incredible, and I love listening to it every single morning. Hope you guys have a great day.
Oh, that was nice. Oh, yeah, that's a baby girl right there.
Yeah, that's a baby girl.
Oh, that was really nice.
I was waiting for the punchline.
Yeah.
So you got this poor guy. All he's got to do is go to the bathroom. He flushes the toilet, and the thing explodes on him. Talk about having a day.
Okay. A little low-hanging fruit there.
Hey, Hillman, I hope it's written in your prenup with DMs that if you break up, she has to give you your balls back.
Nothing of the sort.
I feel dirty having to do this, but I must call and defend Shime's numbers on his betting.
Wiggy and Courtney don't understand building a bankroll, bankroll management, unit size, variance, or anything that really has to do with betting. If you're going to be in it for the long haul, you need to bet how Shime is betting. Keep up the good work, Shime. And remember, everybody, friends don't let friends drink and parlay.
That's true. All right. Excellent.
That was
excellent
good.
Excellent work today. Excellent. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. You need an electrician? Call Coleman.
It's electric!